Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call to order the open meeting for Thursday, May 12th, 2022, and ask the Commission Secretary for information on today's agenda.
Each commissioner has independently reviewed the minutes of the open meeting of Thursday, May 5th, 2022, and each has informed me there is no need to discuss the minutes.
Move we approve the minutes of Wednesday, May 5th, 2022.
Second.
All in favor?
Each commissioner has independently reviewed the agenda. Each has informed me there is no need to discuss the notices associated with agenda items 2 and 3 or the draft supplemental order associated with agenda item 4 in docket 5AE207.
Move we approve the notices and proceeding associated with agenda items 2 and 3.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. For agenda item 4, docket 5AE207, I move we approve the third supplemental order.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, that brings us to agenda item 5, which is docket 1-IC-538. Agenda items 5, 6, and 7 are identical. They're just intervener comp requests for different parallel generation tariffs. So this first one, 1IC-538, is Renew's request for intervener compensation related to Wisconsin Electric Power Company's docket, parallel generation docket 6630-TE-107. As a general matter, for all five of those parallel generation cases, the discounted legal services rate that they have provided is $194,838, which then equates to $38,968 per case. And in each one of these dockets, they are seeking $20,000 to offset those legal costs. So consistent with the action that I took in the prior two intervener comp requests. For this, I am again at alternative one, and that is I would fully fund that request to offset the legal fees associated with this docket and then with the other two. Commissioner Nowak?
Yeah, and consistent with my position, since these are identical to the ones we've seen previously, I don't think that the applicant here meets the criteria under 3.02, in particular the financial hardship. And I also think the bulk of the work that would be helpful is provided in-house anyway. So I don't think the work that they seek to have funded would be additive to the record. So I'll be at alternative 3 for this agenda item and the following 2.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Huebner?
Yep. For all 3, I'll be at alternative 1 as well. As we talked about last time, this is for a portion of the legal. They've got multiple technical witnesses also in these cases that they're self-funding, including their own employees that they're self-funding. So I think on balance, this is a really moderate request for the amount of work. I also think that they will add value to the record besides the applicant and staff. It looks like they're the only ones that are going to be providing technical testimony in the cases. So I'm at alternative 1.
Okay. So just to make sure that we're all clear. And I think, Kara, are you the lawyer that's there today?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So just so that we're all clear, in dockets, in agenda items 5, 6, and 7, Commissioner Huebner and I will be at Alt 1 for each of those, and then Commissioner Nowak is at Alt 2. Is that correct?
Alt 3.
Alt 3.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. 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 All right. So then we can move
make
on.
A motion?
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Yep. Okay. So I'm going to do it all up together. In dockets 1IC 538, 539, and 540, I move that we approve the intervener compensation as discussed in the memo.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
You're not. Okay. Okay. Agenda item 8 is docket 5-NF-2022. This is fiscal year 2022 round of the Universal Service Fund nonprofit access grants. This grant round opened January of this year, and the deadline to submit applications was March 1st. The applicants were required to use our new online grant application system. It's my understanding that that requirement was communicated early, and it was communicated often, and it was communicated via various communication channels. We received 22 applications seeking just about $1.4 million. And all applications were received by the deadline. However, one applicant, North Cotton Neighborhood House, Inc., used the old, our old system. Well, it's not an old system. They used our IRF system rather than the new PSC grant system. We have $500,000 available to be distributed to qualified applicants. The applications were reviewed by a screening panel. That screening panel consisted of two commission staff members, along with one Universal Service Fund council member. And then we have some attachments that explain each and every application. We have a threshold determination about eligibility, and then we have the applications that are listed in merit order in terms of they're being suggested by the panel for us to fund. So the first issue is eligibility. And for this one, I just, because it was communicated multiple times, I am going to vote to determine that Northcott is ineligible because they didn't use the grant system. And then as it relates to the applications that didn't include the correct match amount. So the code is very specific about the match that needs to be included in these applications. So the proposal, the actual grant proposal, cannot be for more than 75% of the total project cost. It looks like sometimes when people are, when applicants are calculating that match portion, they're doing an incorrect calculation based on total project cost versus the amount that they are seeking. So I think the ones that were pointed out that the portion of funding was off by a little, I would not deem those applicants to be ineligible, but I would require them to submit a revised budget with the correct match amount. So for eligibility, I am at alternative three in that I'm finding Northcott is ineligible. And then sub-alternative A, the applications with the eligibility issues related to portion of funding, I would find those to be eligible. So it's just the one that I would disqualify, which is Northcott. The other five, I would keep in and require them to revise their applications reflecting that 25% of total project cost. Commissioner Nowak?
Thanks. I agree with you on determining that Northcott is not eligible. They didn't offer an explanation why they used the system, and as you said, it was communicated clearly and multiple times how the new system needed to be used for this. As for the other ones with the match, it's frustrating because some have actually had an incorrect match in the past, and I know our staff works with them, and yet they still come back and don't calculate the match correctly. And it's also, I understand, very clear on the new system what the 25% needs to be of. So I don't know if we need to put that in red flashing font on the system, but it's, you know, at some point we'll get a grant round where we don't have the mat, or if, you know, if it is confusing, I think the applicants should tell our staff if there's something that can be done different, because, you know, it just makes it cleaner as we all go through this. But having said that, I'm in the same spot as you. I'm not going to find them to be ineligible. I just think that they have to submit, if they can, a revised budget with the correct match amount. Should they be eligible, should we in a few minutes deem them eligible for a grant? So I'm in the same spot as you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Huebner.
Yep, I'm in the same spot as you both, and for the same reason. So thanks for your points. All in agreement.
Okay. All right. So then the next decision is which applications to approve for funding and at what amounts. Table 2 in our memo lists those applications that are recommended for funding at the requested amount. And then Table 3 contains three separate applicants that are recommended for funding at an amount different than requested. And in particular, Golden House Inc., there was an amount removed to have them remove secure the installation of security cameras was part of their application and the panel, and I agree, recommend reducing the $5,000 related to those security cameras as being an ineligible activity under this grant program. So I agreed with that recommendation. And then the HERE Wisconsin would have to adjust their match. And then the way that sort of the math worked out was that Grace Lutheran would be funded at a reduced amount simply because that it puts us over $500,000. So I am okay funding all of those in Table 2 plus Table 3 as modified by the panelists. Commissioner Nowak?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it was good to see a couple of new applications this round, and what they'd like to fund with these. I didn't have any modifications or suggestions to this, so I agree with the full funding that's identified in Table 2 and the modified funding for the reasons you stated in Table 3.
Okay. Commissioner Huebner?
I'm in the same spot. As Commissioner Nowak said, it was good to see new applicants. I know staff's been working on that and getting the word out, so it's great to see the good ideas spreading, and the Table 2 and Table 3 as recommended is appropriate. So I support it.
Okay.
All right. In Docket 5NF 2022, I find that we approve the applications grants pursuant to our discussion today, and also find that the North Cott neighborhood house is not eligible for grant funding.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, that concludes our official business for today. Our next open meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, May 18th at 10:30. So note the change in day of the week.
Move we stand adjourned until Wednesday, May 18th.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.